This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado will penalize another online gambling site. BetMGM is being fined $50,000 for accepting unauthorized sports bets. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
In April of 2024, Caitlin Clark had one of the best games of her collegiate career at Iowa, scoring 41 points in the NCAA tournament. BetMGM accepted player prop bets in that game against state law. A prop bet is tied to individual player performance, like how many points Clark would score. Chris Schroeder, who runs the Division of Gaming, said BetMGM self-reported the violation.
Things can be overlooked, mistakes can happen, but when those issues arise, our operators are quick to self-report those concerns to us, and then we're able to take appropriate action.
Player prop bets are not allowed in collegiate sports in Colorado due to the fear that young athletes can be influenced to alter their performance. Earlier this year, another online site, DraftKings, was penalized $90,000, partly for accepting prop bets on men's college basketball. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In Denver, city boosters have a new vision for downtown. Kyle Harris reports.
Office vacancies are at record highs. Stores sit empty. But Denver boosters have new plans to make downtown world class. It's a phrase city leaders have thrown around for decades. So what's new here? If the plan works, Denver's downtown will become the nation's largest play district. The plan imagines better parks and plazas, hangout spots, fitness areas, and art. They hope all that brings in more tax revenue. Officials are hoping the changes can help Colorado's biggest city get out of its gargantuan budget hole and thrive. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Just in time for the holiday crowds, daily light rail service along the Denver downtown loop is running again.